Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's big game, big game, analysis from the player's point of view. Injuries, big trades, player news. Yeah, sector competition, and he played with Tony Dungy. Better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz.
Said everything you need and more. Yeah.
Big Game Sports Buzz.
I thought I told you once before. We call him
Big Game Jane.
Yeah,
Big Game Jane. Big Game Jane.
What's up, everybody? It's that time of the week. It is time for Big Game Sports Buzz, where the sports fanatic and the pro athlete get together and talk about all things sports. Yes, indeed. I am Jay Stoggs, the buff nerd. Let's go. And of course, I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the reason why this podcast is called what it is, Big Game James. What up, dude?
What up, Stoggs? How you doing tonight, man?
Man, you know, just trying to get up. Not trying. I'm getting up for this. You know what I'm saying? It's combine just happened. And now it's time for the draft. Football is starting to, you know, kind of get into that last part of it. NBA is coming up. I mean, it's a good time, man. People going on break, spring break, things like that. So to educators, shout out to you because hey, guess what? You need it from them kids. You need the break from the kids.
Yes, yes, yes. Parents, get ready to have your own cheering for a week.
Yes, hey, man, look, my plan is always to send mine with others, to spread the love.
That's a smart man. That is a very smart man.
Spread the love.
Buff nerd, that's what buff nerds do, man.
Let's go. But, make sure that you like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends, your family, and your frenemies, because they need something to do besides hating on you. Make sure that you can check us also out on your favorite podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever, whenever you need to hear a good podcast, this is it. Make sure you check us out there. So all the housekeeping is done. You like that? That was nice, man. Like, you know, I've been working on it.
Compared to your time back from vacation, that was
man.
A+. That was A+ right there, bro. Shit. That.
Hey, man.
Boy, you almost made you made a whole blooper reel last week.
Look, yeah, last week. We're not gonna talk about that.
We not. Hey, man, let's go get into these four downs.
And make sure that you also chat with us so we can chat back with you. We always love that. As you're watching us on YouTube, we definitely will see it. We'll post it and we'll chat back with you. First down, listen, I'm excited about this. You know why? Because I'm a nerd. New NCAA game, 25 college sports, 25 college football, 25 is coming out this summer. And over 10,000 players have already signed up with NIL deals in the amount of $600 a piece. So we're talking about a $6 million. Good thing, bad thing? What, you know, should they get more? What say you on this?
Well, to come to find out, man, talking to my man, shout out to my man, Elijah Smith, who has his NIL marketing firm. He told me that the base deal is $600. Some of the bigger name players will get a little bit more for blasting and promoting the game throughout their social media for their name, image, and likeness. And in due time, the pot will get bigger. Some people are going to say that it's too little for what EA Sports is going to make off the game, Jay. But at the same time, I did a short on this where I was like, I just really believe that the nostalgia of being able to see your name now in the game, because I too was on NCAA football by EA Sports. All it was the number 97 for the Nevada Wolfpack. So now, instead of having to edit my team and go in and insert my name, if I take the 600, my name is already on there. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got some people complaining, and I don't know if you saw the video I did today about they not going to sign off on it.
Yeah, I saw it. And you know what? That's fine. They can go and try and find some other, you know, software program, you know, gaming house to do their own thing. You know, Jordan licensed his own game, right? Mike Tyson licensed his own game. Like, other players, other athletes have done this.
Right.
But one thing that I love about this is the fact that, like you said, we're not talking about the high level, the Caleb, the Shadours, right?
Right,
we're talking about
right.
That we're talking about that number 97 from Nevada. That, hey, here's the deal. Here's what's great about this is the fact that you get not only to see your name on the game, but now other people get to see it that may not have known who you are. So it gives you more exposure because you say, you know what? I may not follow this particular team, but I like how their offense plays or defense plays, right?
Right.
Or I like how this player is. So I think it's an awesome deal. I think the fact that they're getting the NIL deals, and it's 10,000 players. So they're like, hey, you sign up, as long as we can verify that you're in school, you're on the team, you get the money. And that was not – yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm going to say this. The NIL can be a great thing. And we've talked about different ways of why it's good and why it's bad, of what needs to happen with it. This is the thing. A lot of these players are going to get bread. They're going to get money. So I think there has to be some small deals where it's not about the money in the bag. So if you're going to go and let's say Celsius, the energy drink company, who has a lot of D1 athletes now, and they're on their NIL marketing team, they're giving them all these products and they're giving them money. If you go get this big Celsius deal and you're getting a good chunk of change from that and these other brand sponsorships that you're getting, what is it just to get another $600 that's going to just – it could be pocket change. You're going to go blow it in the weekend being a college student probably anyway. But your name is etched in something that will last forever.
Dude, I'm going to tell you – this is how excited I still have my copy of 14 NCAA.
The one with RG3 on it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that shit was busting. As the kids say. I don't know if I used that right, kids. If I didn't, please forgive me.
Probably not, but it's okay. But you have 14, you have 13. It is what it is. Let's call it what it is, right? But to me, that was a better game than Madden.
Oh, boo. Dude, Dynasty Mode? Oh. Man, I got to go out and recruit and try to get my kids to come in and play. And then, I'm not going to lie to you. You see the Nevada Wolfpack flag behind me?
Yeah, dog. For sure.
Before they started the conference realignment shit, you could do it on NCAA football. So I would always have Nevada playing out in the Mountain West. Next thing you know, I'd have moved to the goddamn Pac-10. Because it was a 10, then it went well.
Right.
I moved to the Pac-12. I moved all the way on up. I'm playing in the playoffs. I'm getting five-star recruits. The game. Bananas. My wife like, will you get off that game?
And never.
I'm like, why? I don't even miss video games right now. Now, this summer, I'm about to be on the console. Just gonna tell you, Aisha, I love you, but goddamn it, I'm gonna be on the game with college football.
Do that. A lot of people are, and I think it's a great thing. You know, you can say EA is getting richer, but you know what? So are the kids, and they're getting the recognition that they're supposed to. I think it just makes it so much better. So I'm excited for it. I definitely am excited for it.
Someone said to me today, Jay, I know we can't be on here forever. Like, I made the case statement, and it's not my old hell now, so I can talk about it now. Arch Manning came out and made a comment that he's not going to deal with EA Sports and opt in because he's not happy about his rating, that he's a Manning. Yes, you are a Manning, but you are not a Peyton yet, nor an Eli.
Thank you.
So your rating is based on what it is. And my boy said, hey, man, he's not worried about that stupid game of $600 when he got a $1.2 million NIL deal. I said, dude, I'm not making the point based off the money that Arch Manning is getting from NIL. We know he's a mega name. He's getting money, yes, because he is a Manning. We understand that.
Yeah.
But just a small opt-in of being on the game, you take what you take. And, hey, appeal the rating like they do in the NFL. You know they have people that will come out and watch the pros games and go re-grade them after watching and taking notes. That's some crazy. Because guess what? I ain't going to talk about it. I didn't like my Madden grade either. We ain't going to talk about that shit right now. But they didn't have no appeal system back then either.
I'm going to look it up. Listen, I know we got you right. We got to move. Man, I love this because I think now it brings up another question. Does this now hurt or help those players because now they're being graded? And, you're right. Madden people in the pros have appealed and will get upset, visibly upset, irate behind their Madden rating.
Right.
And so now when you're, you know that rating is you. Like you can say, well, that's somebody else they're looking at. That's not my number seven running back from USC. That's not me. No, that's you because that's your name, that's your image, and that's your likeness.
Right.
That's you.
Sometimes some people got to just accept being slow.
Man, my speed is only 87.
No, man, mother, you ran a 4.9. You are
87. Speaking of slow, second down. Gilbert Arenas comes out and was asked a question on his podcast. Hey, scoring is up, defense is down. What's the fix? Because clearly, during the All-Star game, they had the most points ever in an All-Star game. Gilbert Arenas' idea to fix it? Get rid of the European players. Is he right? I mean, he said that they don't play defense. And I mean, there's been a lot of rules, though. And he did kind of cite that. At least that was cited, but the idea was just get rid of him.
Jay.
Yeah.
As funny as it sounds, Gilbert Arenas really told no lies. And some of the points and people he used as examples, Mike D'Antoni. And the Phoenix Suns back then, when D'Antoni became popular, where did he coach before he came back and coached the Phoenix Suns?
Overseas in Europe.
In Europe, right? And he brought it back. And everybody at the time, before the NBA started changing these rules, and we see all these high-scoring contests now, the Phoenix Suns were scoring at rates that no one had really scored during that time. Now, they play zero defense. So you knew in that game against Phoenix, you were going to see a lot of scoring, and not a lot of defense from both sides, right? Because of the way they got into track meets.
Yeah.
It still garnered the attention of younger fans because of the point totals, and the NBA put into it. So Gilbert Arenas really isn't wrong with what he's saying. How he said it, his delivery might be toe up all the way. You can't do that, man. Get rid of all the Europeans. Come on, bro.
You can't.
Come on, bro. He said can't do it wrong. That. But look at the game and look how it's changed. Look at the scoring outputs.
Yeah.
Man, somebody had 70 points. No, somebody had 58 points at halftime last night. That used to be like third quarter scores back in the day, bro.
Should that be a whole game?
Yeah, high school, yeah. But I mean,
it's high school. Yeah. WNBA. Anyway, look.
I didn't say it.
Look, I'll put it to you like this, man. Is he right? Look, I know this because I had Don Nelson, who was known throughout Europe and got the second coming of the greatest European player ever in Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay, I can give you that with Dirk.
Yeah. What up, Q? But the funny part about Dirk was, you know, his nickname here, they used to call him Irk Nowitzki because he had no D. That's what they said about Dirk. In Dallas. In Dallas.
Irk Nowitzki. God damn.
Irk Nowitzki because he had no D. So you can't get rid of all of them because that's what the NBA is wanting. They wanted scoring. They got scoring. But now it's just at a ridiculous clip. You don't get rid of the Europeans. Change the game to where defenses can actually, a person can play defense.
But think about it, and we talk about this all the time, especially I love when I hear a bunch of old heads start talking about basketball in the 90s. Yeah. You know, that Detroit Pistons, Chicago Bulls rivalry, and even late 80s with, you know, the Celtics and the Lakers. Right.
Lakers, yeah.
Physical play. It's great. It's cool. It's fun. Hey, you kiss that shit goodbye. We will never see it again. Back. It's hand checking. Everything we liked about defense being played.
That part. Bring you back hand check.
You are never going to see the hand checking and stuff no more, dog. It's gone. I want to see it, but dude, these kids text each other and go to dinner before games and taking pictures and selfies after the game and switching shirts and shit. They ain't never gonna be hard on. They're not gonna be hard on each other.
I don't. You know what? And fine, don't be. I mean, Patrick Beverly is probably the last one that you'll see that's kind of like that, and he's long in the tooth as well. But yeah. The younger kids, he's long in the tooth, man. This younger generation, you're not going to see that, man. That's just not, you know, they'd rather slap box, you know, and yell at each other, whatever, and cry. It's not. Because every time they go down the court, they cry. Every single time. Speaking of slap boxing, third down. I saw this. I don't know if y'all are excited as I am, because I hope what I want to see will happen. Today, it was announced. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, here in Dallas. Sorry, Arlington, at the AT&T Stadium. I think it's June 20th or July 20th.
I think it's June. It's somewhere. June 20th. I saw it, and man, you would have thought somebody you knew won the lottery. Man, my phone went off. My son texted me, and then like 5 minutes later, I get it from the buff nerd. I'm dying. I said, "Is this real?" And like, I was on my phone. Like, I look down. I was like, I look at my watch instead. I was like, "It's a picture of Jake Paul and Mike Tyson." I said, "Oh, he goes, listen, real." Hey, man. Give me your take on this, because I know you have a certain way you feel about Jake Paul and his shenanigans. I definitely want to hear what you got to say about,
man, listen,
about this, man.
Okay. If this is truly true, and here's the thing. It depends on the Texas Boxing Commission. If they deem this as an exhibition.
It's got to be Mike Tyson, or 57.
He's 58. He's 58. He'll be 58 for the fight. Either it's an exhibition. Damn. Yes. Or it is a sanctioned bout, sanctioned fight. If it's a sanctioned fight, I'm all in. If it's an exhibition, I'll still watch it. And it's on Netflix, which, you know, that's that.
Yeah, they just got into the sports game. Hey, man, we need to try to get a presser and see if we can't get some credentials for that shit.
Come on, let's do it.
Let's figure out how to apply for some credentials, dog. And
yeah,
let's go over there just so we can see the fuckery.
I ride with you. I don't like the parking over there. But look,
Uber.
Facts, big facts. I'm excited though. I can't lie, man. I'm excited to see this. First of all, to see my champion in the ring. Mike Tyson is my champion. Okay.
I still hate James Buster Douglas to this day.
Man, if I see him in the streets, That's why I carry a crowbar in my car.
Hold on, dog. Did you say you carry a crowbar for Buster Douglas?
I do. Yeah, I do. I do. Mm-hmm. Nancy Kerrigan. I'm just saying, man, it just, I'm ready for him. I'm ready for him already. But yeah, I'm excited. I think people are excited about this. I think this is going to bring in big, big money, big, big eyes, a lot of views.
Oh, dog, it's going to be stupid money made on this one, dog.
And it's going to be stupid. And listen, money, Mike Tyson bro. Ain't no Nate Robinson, bro.
But, okay, let me ask you this. Yeah. I said this to my son a few minutes ago. He said, man, that Mike Tyson going to kill. He going to kill Jake Paul. I said, hey, man.
No.
Did you see? I said, don't you remember the Roy Jones Jr. fight we watched? Mm-hmm. You're like two fat uncles in the backyard leaning on each other. So, like, do we know Mike Tyson has a skill set? And they show Mike sparring, even, you know, at the age of 57.
Yeah.
And he still got some zip and some pop on some of those punches, no doubt. We just said last week that we would not want to run up on Mike Tyson in a dark alley, right?
Right.
That shit still remains true this week. That was 7 days ago. It hadn't changed.
Yes.
But what can he really do and accomplish when it comes to a fight? Like, can he punish Jake Paul at the age he is right now? Because we know this. Paul will train and be in decent shape.
Oh, man.
But this is my thing. Two things.
Yeah.
If Jake Paul wants anybody to take him serious, go ahead and get your fighting card for real and start fighting some real people. Quit fighting UFC fighters. Quit fighting washed up has been. And no respect, no disrespect to Mike Tyson, because Mike Tyson is GOAT in my book, top five.
Yeah.
So no disrespect to Mike Tyson, but you going to fight Tyson and really try to make more of a name for yourself and boxing around where Tyson has not been a factor in the game in decades.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So go fight somebody where it's gonna make a difference and matter. And not just that. I hope Mike Tyson, excuse my language, knock his dick in the dirt. I want Mike Tyson to knock his ass out. I want Mike Tyson to hit Jake Paul so hard we all go, ooh, when he get hit. I do. I just want somebody to light his ass up like a Christmas tree, bro.
I'm going to pose this question into the chat for y'all. Answer in the chat right now. Who would you like Jake Paul to actually fight? I mean, you know, if he's fighting at heavyweights, who would you like him to fight? Now, remember, he's, let's see, I think he's what, 8-1, 9-1, something like that. So who would you like to see Jake Paul fight? He's got 10 fights. He's only lost one against Fury's little brother. So who would you want to see Jake Paul fight? Put that in the chat.
For you.
Yeah, appreciate you. Let's move on to fourth down because, man, it's oof. Hey, watch parties are going to be crazy. We're on fourth down, man. We've been moving, bro.
I forgot we moved it. My bad, brother. My bad.
Yeah, all good. Fourth down. Here we go. So – I think this is hilarious. Zion Williamson has come out and said that he would be in the dunk contest if he is voted in as an all-star. If people will vote for him to be an all-star, he would be in the dunk contest.
See, the way you're saying this, Jay, you're twisting it, bro.
How am I twisting it
a little bit.
That's what he
said. I saw the interview. I saw the press conference. I heard what he said.
What did he say? What did he say, Big Game?
He said... They said, Zion, would you ever participate in the slam dunk contest? He said, y'all want me to participate in the slam dunk contest? I'll participate in the slam dunk contest when I earn a trip as an all-star and play an all-star game.
How do you earn a trip? You get voted in. It ain't you
exactly.
Don't...
But I like what he said. Like, you know what? If I'm going to be there for the weekend, I'm all in dunk contest, game and everything. He said it. I have to do what it takes to be voted into the All-Star game. What other way could he say it? He's not begging to get in.
He begging to get in.
Oh, stop it, Jay.
He's begging. He's begging. Come on, man. If you, first of all, if you talking about, yeah, that's baby Zion right there because he will eat your baby. First of all, he got to be in shape. He won't be in shape by that time.
Oh.
That's number one. Number two, if you have to put out, I gotta earn it. I'll do it if I'm in the All-Star. A lot of them cats are not in the All-Star game that are in the dunk contest.
A lot of them cuts in the dunk contest, not in the goddamn NBA. The dude from the G League won it.
So you know
okay, what? One, not a lot, just one. I embellished. I'm sorry.
You did. So if you want people to vote you in, if you want to be relevant, go be in the dunk contest. Because you ain't doing it during the regular season. That's why he ain't been in there.
He's got to play. I understand that to get voted in. If Zion next year, this, listen to what I'm saying, what I'm going with, and it might be a stretch, but I don't care. It's just all hypothetical right now, right?
Like them shorts.
Zion comes out healthy the entire first half of the season. No load management, no games off. He loses some weight. High flying Duncan Zion that we saw at Duke that got everyone excited. Zion will be in the All-Star game. And then he will participate in the dunk contest. And he need to call Ant-Man. We got to hope Ja come back from the broke up shoulder and the gun toting. And Ja say, I'm going to do it too. Let's do this, homie. It could happen.
I mean, I guess anything is possible, but the fact that did you just hear all the things that have to happen? Did you listen to the list that you went through?
Yeah, but it's just like when we talk about teams practice to expect to win so they shouldn't storm courts. Zion Williamson should expect, we as fans, we should expect his big ass to be in shape, play in games. And make some dunks. We should be able to expect.
Leave the food and porn stars alone, and he may have a shot.
Hey, he ain't gonna make it. That's a dangerous combination. Sports and big booty women. Oh, that don't go together, bro. That's a side. That's a distraction all day, and every day, and
twice. Exactly what I'm talking about. That's why he ain't gonna make it. Trolling. Hey. He's trolling.
I didn't see it as a troll at all.
Troll. But you know what it makes it say.
Oh, I definitely know what it makes you say.
Oh, hell no.
That's right. Zion losing weight and leaving the porn stars alone makes us say, oh, hell no. We look at things that happen throughout the week in the sports world and around the world that make us say, oh, hell no. What you got for us this week, Big Game?
Man, I was strolling through Instagram this week, Jay Stocks, and, you know,
yeah,
I saw this picture and cut out, and then I started researching and looking up online. Former Raider general manager Mike Lombardi came out and said that Antonio Pierce will fail as the Raiders coach. Just because he's from Compton, he thinks he knows the Raider way. What a joke. Now, Lombardi was the GM for the Raiders from 1998 to 2006.
Mm-hmm.
But previously, his son, Pierce Lombardi, was working for the Raiders and on their staff. And Pierce was fired with McDaniels and not kept. So now it is being said that Lombardi has a vendetta and hates the Raiders because his son got fired. Listen, there's a lot of things you can say. You can have your own opinion, and we really don't care. But when you come out in your feelings because your son doesn't have a job and because this man wants to build a culture and a way of winning, which the Raiders has not experienced in a long, 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 long
time at all.
He's trying to establish something to help the Raiders be relevant. And you basically come out and hate. And then, of course, now you know he's backtracking and said that his comments have been taken, his words have been taken out of context.
Sure.
And he's pissed off at the person who he did the podcast with. And who's putting it out there? But you said it.
You said those are your words.
Here we go again. Don't backtrack now. Bronny, Mike,
wow.
Pierce, don't backpedal now. Stand on your word. If this is what you said, you mean? Stand on it, bro. Don't backpedal. Don't put them skates on and go backwards. Stand by it. To me, Mike Lombardi, just your hateful words. And why you got to say, because he's from Compton. He think he know the Raider way. What the? Oh yeah, I'm gonna insinuate you would bring the color up into that thing, homie. That is not necessary at all. So that's my oh hell no tonight, Jay.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. Yeah, if you have oh hell no, make sure that you send it to us too. We'd love to see what makes you say oh hell no for that week, because there's so much stuff out there. And I gotta say it like that, stuff. But we always like to have a laugh and see what's going on. Now we're going to go ahead and head on. Hey, look, like we talked about, NFL season is starting to wind down, but we still are in between the lines. Let's go. In between the lines first, Russell Wilson was officially cut. What's the best landing spot for him?
Shit. The Broncos should have been everybody. Oh hell no! With that dead cap money, they got to carry for the next 2 years. God, that's oh hell no! Yeah, no, they boy Ooh. Russ, he put the money in a bag. Put the money in a bag. He stole all that shit from their ass, boy. Sorry.
Ooh, man. But no. So I've heard different places. You know, obviously, Pittsburgh is one that has come up quite a bit.
A lot recently, yes.
Yeah, a lot recently. What was interesting too, though, I heard Atlanta a little bit, but what got me was the quarterbacks in the draft have been improving their stock. So this is actually could hurt Russell Wilson.
Ain't nothing gonna hurt Russ. He collected 30 something million this year, right?
From True. Denver.
Before he even signed on somebody else to get some more money, he ain't in no hurry.
So do you think he should sign a 1 year vet minimum deal, even though he's getting his $30 million?
Him just being the family man that he is, Jay, I think he's gonna want something a little bit longer. I think he's gonna want at least 2 or 3. I think. And I think there's a team out there desperate enough to do it. The question I have is Russ hinging on what happens with Justin Fields in Chicago before someone else takes a gamble on him? Or is there a team that I want him bad enough to go ahead and pull the trigger, not go young, and not worry about Justin Fields? Because everyone's saying that the Fields and Atlanta deal is pretty much done, but now that conversation has quieted down a lot. They're not talking about it again like they were right after the combine. So how do we know how true that really is? We don't know. Exactly. A couple of teams I threw out there, and first I said Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah, I think they want a younger quarterback. So I think Fields is the way they go, if not draft pick for Atlanta. I said Pittsburgh because of Mike Tomlin. That could work well. Tomlin will put a defense together to help take a little bit of the pressure off that offense. And they do still like to run the ball, which will help him a lot because think about when he had success, Marshawn Lynch was running the football, right?
Yep.
So Pittsburgh makes a lot of sense. And then today, I don't know why, all of a sudden, I saw something come up, and I was like, what if Russell Wilson goes to the Minnesota Vikings?
Mm.
What about Minnesota? I mean, I know there's a lot of building and different things they have to do, but they're young. I heard they have cap space. Kirk Cousins, you know, was on the way out. He can go in and sign a low deal. He has Justin Jefferson at wide receiver.
True.
What about a Vikings team? I'm like, man. It might not be a horrible fit for him. I mean, Pittsburgh seems like great, but it also seems too obvious for us to say, oh, man, Pittsburgh Steelers would be a great fit for Russell Wilson. Or what about going back to Seattle?
No. That bridge is so burned. I'm going to throw a team out to you, and you tell me, because I don't know what to say. I think he was re-signed. Or extended, but what about Tampa Bay?
No. No. Only because I believe
Baker. And I got one more team, but go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Well, I can touch on about why I say no to Tampa here in a second. That's fine.
Well, it was either Tampa or Tennessee.
Okay. Now, damn it. Who did Tennessee hire as their coach, though? I can't even remember who it was. See, I think a lot of that is going to have to play into what happens there and how they're going to do it.
Right.
what that, but that's not gonna happen in Tennessee because I think they really do believe in Will Levis because he did show promise before getting hurt at the end of the year. And he was a rookie quarterback they got in the second round. Don't have a lot of money in him, but he can probably help get them wins. They're in a rebuilding mode. I don't think they go pay Russell to bring him in. The reason I say no in Tampa, not that I don't want to see him, Baker brought life back to that offense. He recreated himself. He's coming with a high asking price, and a lot of people forget this is Baker's first contract, really, after being cut and traded and all these other things. So he deserves the right to be able to ask that. Won a division, which wasn't the greatest division. I don't need to hear no shots fired at me or punches thrown. I know that shit. I have glasses, but I'm not blind. They signed Mike Evans back, which you can read my caption. Yep. Mike Evans is back on a 2-year deal. So I believe Baker back because of that chemistry there. I want to see that. I don't want to see Tom gone, Bacon, all shit, Bacon gone, new quarterback. We don't need to go that quarterback revolving door in Tampa anymore. So that's why I say no in Tampa. Please don't, Jason Light. No. Get Baker signed. Let's build on it and let's get better.
Okay. All right. Like I said, I think it's interesting to see that. You know, I think you're right. Pittsburgh seems to be the obvious choice. But when you start looking around, and because I've also heard, you know, Kirk Cousins maybe to Atlanta.
Atlanta might tear the damn Mercedes Benz. I know you just saying what you heard. Kirk Cain better not go. If Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta, I got to call Fred Smoot and get him on. I got to get Smoot on here, man.
I just tell you what I've read and what I've heard is that there's some rumblings about him going to possibly Atlanta. But you're right. The combine for the other quarterbacks not named Caleb Williams, really, their stock really grew from this combine. And so now everyone is taking a pause. But I don't think there'll be movement until after the draft. Once the draft happens, it goes down, then I think you get a better idea of, okay, who was going for what and what they're trying to do. But as of right now, I think a lot of it does have to do, I think Tennessee may not be a bad deal. I hear what you say about Tampa Bay. And I agree with you on that. You know, Baker has rejuvenated and revitalized that franchise. And Mike Evans coming back is a great indication of that. And maybe even Cleveland?
No, he's not going back. Russ to Cleveland? They got too much money. If they get rid of Deshaun Watson to bring Russell Wilson in,
Didn't say get rid of. Because again, what did we just say? He's already got his guaranteed money. Now we talk because here's the thing: you have a great defense in Cleveland.
Okay.
You have assets as far as running back and receivers in Cleveland. You shore up that line. Now you got a chance in a division that, yes, it's a tough division, but it is a winnable division. At least you get to the playoffs.
What if the New York Jets wanted to bring him in behind Aaron Rodgers and maybe replace him after he's done?
Come back. So you're a starter basically your whole career, and now you're backing up douche Dodgers?
You just made him a backup in Cleveland to Deshaun Watson. You think Deshaun Watson get benched with a $240 million guaranteed contract?
Yes, because I think Cleveland is just that crazy. First, look, they gave Deshaun Watson $230 guaranteed. What's to say they're not going to do anything crazy? I bring you in for $2 million, right? You battle Deshaun. Let's see what happens.
It ain't that far-fetched when you say like that.
All right. I'm trying to give you something. Speaking of, Caleb Williams is rumored to go number one. We say rumored, but I mean, for all intents and purposes, that's where he's being drafted. If he goes number one, what happens to Justin Fields and where does he end up? It's two parts. Number one, should the Bears draft Caleb Williams? And number two, if they do, what should happen to Justin Fields and where should he go?
Well, we just kind of talked about it. I think Justin Fields, what happens with him is going to dictate a lot of what happens with Russ. I just believe that. I think the Bears are going to make a big mistake by getting rid of, if they get rid of Justin Fields, to draft Caleb Williams. And I may be wrong. I was wrong about Pat Mahomes after when he came out. I was. I said that he was a system quarterback out of Texas Tech. I don't think that he's going to be a good pro. I've eaten all those words and been proven very wrong. But at the same time, Pat Mahomes still had a different attitude and a different level of accomplishment at Tech than Caleb had at SC in Oklahoma. Now, people will say, come on, big game. He won the Heisman Trophy. Not always the best player wins the Heisman Trophy. If That's you don't believe fact. Me, ask Marshall Faulk.
That's true.
And he lost his year to Gino Toretta won it that year.
That's true.
Right? So now the best player doesn't always win the Heisman. So don't get that shit twisted in your head because he won the Heisman. He's definitely the best player. His play this year was subpar. I don't think that he's ready yet. Not to say that he won't be ready. He won't be a good pro. But the Bears, they in desperate mode right now. So they getting rid of Justin Fields, who was a top five quarterback when you drafted him, right? Your number one overall, your number one overall pick. Just to end up getting another number one first. He did the same shit with Mitch Trubisky when he came out of North Carolina. You've been missing Chicago.
Yeah.
You really take that gamble? Because Caleb Williams, I think, will be okay. He's not ready. I'm not sold on him to be day one savior. Wherever he goes, if he goes that early, they can say what they want about bringing him along slow. You bring him into Chicago and Justin Fields is gone, he's coming in to be that franchise quarterback from day one, and I don't think he's ready to do it. I wouldn't do it. I want to see Justin Fields go to the ATL because he's from the Georgia area. He's from the Atlanta area. I just think it'd be cool to see him in Atlanta. I don't necessarily want to see him running up against my Buccaneers, but, you know, we busted him in the mouth when he was in Chicago, so I ain't scared of Justin Fields either now. Don't take that shit the wrong way.
Yeah. Atlanta has, you know, obviously, I think one of the.
Or Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas is interesting. And that's another place I think Russ may have an opportunity to land. I think the league is now out on Garoppolo. And.
He's done.
I think
he's a backup from here on out.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I think he is. And you kind of figure out what you look at in the draft, kind of going forward and what's in college. But for Justin Fields, it's, man, so precarious because you don't want to be the bridge quarterback, which it sounds like that he may be. But
he's better than a bridge quarterback, Jay. I agree
he's better than that. But you're right. Chicago is doing a disservice to the franchise and to Justin Fields and to Caleb Williams if they draft him. Because here's the thing. You're number one overall draft pick. The moment Justin Fields does anything wrong, misstep, fumble the ball, interception, guess what they're doing? They're calling for Caleb Williams. Exactly. They're calling for him. And it will be loud and deafening. And that's something Chicago does. They're tired of it because they've gone through that with many, 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 many quarterbacks, right? Since Jim McMahon, who they booed anyway. So, I mean,
he won them a Super Bowl.
There you go.
All right, Chicago fans, I hope y'all find the quarterback y'all need to help y'all have success. I think you have the quarterback you need, but your general manager, he didn't draft him. He's not his guy. He's going to come in and try to put his stamp on his team, and he's going to do something stupid, I think, and get rid of Justin Fields and bring in Caleb Williams where y'all going to get set back by another 2-3 years.
I agree. Let's hit this final one. End this between the lines because I love tonight's top five. Top five worst franchises of all time. Look, what's really weird this season, especially this offseason, as it has started, is there have only been 9 players that have received the franchise tag. Only 9. None of them are running backs. Now, we've talked about the running back position here at least for a season and a half and how it has been downgraded and, in my opinion, browbeat to the point where the league has taken a view of, you know what? We don't need them that much. They're not that important. We'll pay you. All we'll do is we'll pay you on that first contract and then discard you. So Saquon Barkley at 27, no franchise tag, and it looks subsequently like the New York Giants will not sign him, so he will be a free agent, as well as others, but he's the biggest name right now.
Josh Jacobs, too.
And Josh Jacobs, yes, thank you, that are out there that won't get franchise tag and more than likely will not be signed. So,
boy. Hey, man, I hate the disrespect that's happening with the running back position right now. And it's what it is. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we see what the league is turning into. It's a pass happy league. Their offensive coordinators are putting in quick screens, quick pass game to try to make up for the lack of running backs or, you know, depth of running backs. There's a couple of backs. I think Saquon will land somewhere. I think we'll have a decent deal. I heard your team is trying to get is really, really high on Josh Jacobs and Derrick Henry, which I think would be a difference maker for the Cowboys if they get one of those guys. I believe these GMs are saying, why am I going to put the tag on this guy and have to pay them an average of the four highest paid at that position for one more year? They get beat up. They get hurt. I'll gamble, roll the dice, and see if I can't find someone young in the draft. Like, think about it. I'm not trying to be funny. Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back Rashad White in his second year this year, you know, barely hit 1,000 yards or just under 1,000. But at the same time, after they got rid of Fournette, Rashad White was a third-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. They saved money on that. Now, we needed a better run game. But I believe most GMs now are going to the – are looking at it like, hey, this guy was great for us. Yes, he led the league in rushing at one point in time. But can I go find his replacement in the third, fourth, fifth round? Save some money. Go get the quarterback, receiver, or big money defensive guy we need and see how we compete next year. And I just think that they just say, the hell with it, we're going to gamble with finding a running back somewhere else. We're not going to spend this capital on the running back position. And they'll be sorry about it later, I think. But right now, it's the trend, Jay. It sucks, but it's the trend to not pay running backs. And that even means we won't franchise tag them anymore.
Yeah, I thought what was very interesting was you have the ones that did receive the franchise tags are mainly defensive guys.
Right.
I mean, they're edges, they're cornerbacks, they're safeties, defensive tackles. Like, there's one receiver that received the franchise tag. I'm sorry, two. Pittman out of Indianapolis and T. Higgins out of Cincinnati.
That's right. And both of them, I mean, yeah, I did see that. And I like both of those being tagged where they were. They needed to do that. But, man, it's crazy. I mean, you think about it, like, oh, they'll just, and that used to be the topic of conversation. Man, they ain't signed Josh Jacobs. Oh, they going to tag him. Man, they ain't. Saquon. Oh, you know they going to tag him. No, they ain't.
No.
Not anymore.
They're not.
So it's crazy. It's weird to see. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it, Jay. I never thought that it would go down like that. But, hey, it is what it is,
and I think it also kind of goes back to the draft as well. You know, just saying, hey, look, they feel as though this is a draft where it's heavy on offensive linemen, defensive backs, and running backs. So if they tell you, hey, it's deep in running back, okay, fine. I can get any running back and just beat the crap out of them, 300 to 320, 25 carries for the season, pay them league minimum, not league minimum, but, you know, pay them on that scale. As
if they draft them, it's going to be league minimum because you come in,
well,
you get your ball. Yeah, it would be a league minimum. Which is not bad anymore.
It's not bad, but I mean, when you compare it to, you know, 65 or 60 million that, you know, Dak is getting paid and he ain't.
Yeah, but that's not realistic, man. We know everybody doesn't get that big payday.
Like that. I understand. So, yeah, that's like what the 2 to 3% on the team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the 1%ers we like to call
them. Yeah, that will carry the bulk of that, right? Your receiver. Your number one receiver, your quarterback, your number one QB, and maybe an edge or maybe a linebacker or maybe one defensive person or actually your offensive lineman, usually your tackle, that will get that big
move. Right.
Other than that, everyone else you know, we'll make up that. But hey, it's time, brother. It's time for that top five.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go.
That's right. Some people have a top 100. Some have a top 50. Some have a top 25. Some even punk out and have a top 10. But not here. No, ma'am. No, sir. Not on Big Game Sports Buzz. Top five. Who's in? Who's out? What's in? What's out? This week, top five worst franchises of the sporting type of all time. This was a hard list.
Man, dog. It's almost like no, and all. I'm gonna go and kick this thing off without a lot of excuses or a lot of reasons. First one for me, the Arizona Cardinals. Ever since Larry Fitzgerald, Kurt Warner, the Super Bowl loss, the Cardinals haven't been right. The fiasco that's going on with Kyler Murray, the way they treated Steve Wilkes, then firing another coach and bringing in another, you know, Kingsbury, whoever, and get rid of him, got another coach come in. Arizona just seemed like a dumpster fire waiting to happen. They ain't been right since they left St. Louis, honestly.
Right.
So the Cardinals. Next, the Los Angeles Clippers. They're always looked at as the Lakers' little brothers. And ever since their old owner, Donald Sterling, got caught saying racist things on tape, I don't think nobody been able to take them serious. Now, they're balling this year. They're doing a great job. Kawhi and Paul George finally playing together, right? But the Clippers is a shit show for a franchise. It just
–
the new owner's trying, but all that old stuff, L.A. Sports Arena, all that is just still ingrained in our head, bro. I'm so sorry. The New York Jets.
Yeah.
Two words. But fumble.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson. God damn. I mean, Aaron Rodgers. Keely blowout first game of the season. God damn. Somebody in that organization is not living right.
On the home field.
On the home field. MetLife. Yeah. Man, we didn't talk about your other thing. We need to bring that up.
That's a fact.
Turf machine.
Yes.
So, I missed one. I skipped one. Charlotte Hornets. Was the Bobcats. Was the Hornets, moved to New Orleans, franchise back, Bobcats. Let's change our name back, bring some mystique back. Michael Jordan sells off most of this stuff because he couldn't fix this dumpster fire. The Charlotte Hornets are a joke. There's nobody on that team that you can really look at to and say they're the go-to guy. It's hot mess. It's a sinking ship.
Yeah.
The Charlotte Hornets is horrible, bro. Horrible.
Yes.
All right. The number one for me. Don't laugh, Jay. Please.
Come on.
Every sports team in Cleveland, Ohio. Every professional sports team in Cleveland. The Browns, the Cavs, and the Guardians. Just the fact that the Cleveland Indians had to change their name and the best they could come up with was the Guardian. The Browns, your mascot is a color. It ain't been right since Paul, goddamn, the Browns. Don't even say no more. And Cleveland. If it wasn't for LeBron James,
it's elf.
And even since y'all left, man, whatever. Every professional team in the city of Cleveland, Ohio. And if I offend anybody from Cleveland, that don't matter. I ain't never gonna be in that mother lover no way. That's it. That's my top five, bro.
Well done. Well done. Wow, yeah. It's funny. We have the same ones. I've marked them out because I had some other ones as well. But okay. I can't listen. There are no lies detected on that list at all. Well done, sir. For me, the Philadelphia 76ers. First of all, trust the process. When your GM comes out and your ownership group and then your players all say, just trust the process. Just trust the process. And then you have t-shirts that fans make up that say, trust the process. Trust the process. Yeah, pretty bad. That's pretty bad. I agree with you with the Cleveland Browns. it's just a franchise that just can't get out of its own way. They haven't been right, you know, since Jimmy Brown, as they used to call him, Jim Brown. And and their mascot is an elf. It used to be an elf. And then it was a dog.
I never did get the elf thing. I was afraid.
I didn't either.
It was like a weird Christmas card or some shit, though. I didn't know what was going on.
I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was just Jimmy. It was someone that said, we got beat by the elves.
The elf on the shelf.
We got beat by the elves. He was so upset. Look, man, it's to me, you have to put these guys in there. The Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Oakland Raiders. That is a franchise that, listen, they're a verb. They're a verb. Oh, they raided that. Oh, they're about to raider it. They raided it up. That's the Raiders, man. That's the Raiders. Like your own owner who's not really even the owner. That's what's crazy to me. He's not even the owner. His mom owns it. He just reaps the benefit and calls himself the owner. He's not even the real owner. Craziness.
Ain't his fault she ain't dead yet. Shit, my bad.
And that's why it is a top five worst franchise. We're sitting over there like Prince Charles. Is she dead yet? Is mom dead yet? Oh, bro. Oh, come on.
He might
oh, be man.
Mom. All right, man. I'm sorry, bro.
And like you, so I talked about Washington Wizards, right? Oh, no, I didn't. That's my other one. Okay. Washington Wizards.
That's a good one, bro, because they horrible.
It's just
they ain't been right since they signed Jordan.
Oh, and Jordan was a coach on that team. He was like part owner, coach, player. Yeah. Bro, get out of here. And still he was like 20 years older than everybody on the team and still outscored everybody. And then finally, keeping in the same city because they are by far the worst franchise of all time. The Commies. Yes, the Washington Commanders. Your owner was trash.
That's a good one, dog. That's a good one.
When your own fan base gives you names for the team and you pick none of them, and then the players on the team tell you that that's the worst name for the team and you still go with it.
I'm sorry.
Like,
they was hot, dog.
Like, why are we? That makes no sense at all. I hate the name. Oh, whatever. We're still going with it. You deserve everything that you receive. You deserve everything that you receive. And I wish nothing good to you, with the exception of Magic Johnson. But, you know, play better, brother. That's it for Big Game Sports Buzz. I am Jay Stoggs, the Buff Nerd. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and share this podcast. We so appreciate all of you that have joined in with us. It's always a fun time. Make sure that you check us out on your favorite podcast platform.
Yeah. Also, all right, man. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and now also iHeartRadio, man. So, hey, for your boy, the Buff Nerd, Jay Stoggs. I'm Big Game James. Thank y'all for tuning in. Until next week, peace.
Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's Big Game, Big Game, analysis from the player's point of view, injuries, big trades, player news, yeah. Sack the competition, and he played with Tony Dungy. Better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Bud.